Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, well, we've sort of been putting us in the mood with all this nice sunshine and a little bit of rain. But people keep saying we're going to get a little snow, but whatever. This certainly has put us in the frame of mind for spring and for gardening and actually some plants popping out of the soil that we think we really don't want to have pop out of the soil yet. But regardless, we're going to talk about the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar. Coming up a month away, March 18th, that's a Saturday, at the Atlantic High School. And it is, I believe it's the 19th annual. Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. And I know some of you have been saying, well, are we going to do the garden seminar again? Of course. And the brochures are out and available. But if you have computer access, you can also get the registration form at the Iowa State University Cass County website and just register online. Later this week, we're going to be visiting with Kelly Norris, who is the Director of Horticulture at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, and he is going to be our keynote speaker. We even talked him into doing two presentations. So he's sort of our headliner, but we have lots of other things going on too. And just in case you think, well, you know, I don't have a big yard. I don't plant a garden. I don't think there'd be anything at the garden seminar that would be of interest to me. Well, you maybe want to kind of consider that there are a number of options available. In addition to the two keynote speakers, there are 10 breakout sessions, and you get to choose three of those. So lots of choices to make, and you know, you could always bring a friend with you and have a good breakfast, a good lunch, and a choice at a or chance at a door prize, as well as hearing lots of interesting things about gardens and food. So again, this is all happening on March 18th. And the fee is $35. That includes your morning coffee and rolls, a salad and sandwich lunch from the downtowner, and handout materials, and I say chance at door prizes, and just lots of good stuff going on. So again, if you haven't thought about going to the garden seminar, maybe you want to think about it this year. I'll run down a list of the 10 breakout sessions that you have a choice of three. And the first one I want to mention is succulents. Now, succulents are so popular. One of the reasons is that they're very easy to take care of. You almost can ignore them and they're going to survive anyhow. They last a long time and they don't necessarily take a lot of space. Succulents can be teeny tiny. In fact, one year we planted them in wine bottle corks, you know, dug a little hole out and planted them in there. I still have one that's alive, and that's been several years ago. So they can be teeny tiny, or they can be huge. Most of them need to be indoors, protected part of the year, like in the garage at least. But there are some that can stay outside all year long, even in our freezing weather. So succulents are just beyond description in terms of the kinds of, and sizes that are available. So this year, we're going to have a supplier who will bring some small succulents to plant your own mini garden. And we encourage the person, you who sign up, to also bring what we call a found container. It could be a container that's meant to put plants in, but look around and see what else there might be. I'm sure you've seen pictures of them in old boots or shoes. Well, that's a possibility. And I was looking around, I found one that I think will be a neat possibility, and that's a recipe file, an old recipe file that has a pretty picture or pretty design on the outside. The lid will flip up, and you know, I think it'll be a great showcase for a couple of little succulents. So that will be one that could be applicable whether you have a big yard, a little yard, no yard at all. Another one that, again, is for those of you who maybe don't want to grow a garden, but you like tea. Well, it's called the La Tida Special Tea. And this person grows her own herbs to make her own tea. She will be showing you how to do that and letting you taste some samples. So a tasting sample class. And then if you'd like, she also will, of course, be selling some, but you can grow your own. Another one that's a bit different is called Dare to Share Your Garden. And this is a way, some ideas on how, if you have a small space, maybe you have one tomato plant, but sometime in the season you have more tomatoes than you can use. Or maybe you just like to grow a big garden and give a lot of it away. Well, that's what this is about, giving away to others who do not have the ability to grow, do not have the space to grow, who are not interested in growing, but they really love to eat fresh local food. Well, get some ideas about how to share your produce. Another one is called It's a Small World, Mini Hostas. So again, you know, we're sort of, I think, aiming toward people who don't have lots of big space, because mini hostas are so cute. And they don't take a lot of space because they are mini. So this will include some general hosta care guidelines as getting acquainted with some of the new mini hostas. And they, as I say, they are so cute. They have cute names too. Irises, well, irises have been around forever. And they're just an unending amount of color. They grow, they can flower more than once a year. Learning about irises, hardy color in your garden. Another breakout session will be gardening with kids. So another one that you don't necessarily need to have a big garden space. Maybe your grandchild has a bit of garden space, or maybe not at all, but you can still garden. So gardening with kids, for parents and grandparents, this will be a fun way to know how to get kids involved, and you get involved with the kids in terms of gardening. Now, if you have a bigger space, doesn't have to be huge, but maybe it's on a slant, maybe it's on a bank, maybe not. Beauty and balance in a rock garden. That's something that we've not had a presentation on before. So combining that, the rocks along with the plants and arranging them, this should be an interesting one. Herbalicious, another one related to herbs, and those could be herbs you grow or herbs you buy, and you're going to be making herb butter, herb-flavored butter, and get to take your samples home. Number 9 is native trees, landscape with a purpose. You know, as we think about planting trees, that's a pretty big investment in time and money and space. So we want to choose the trees that will have some long growth and of various sizes. So maybe there's a way that you can combine those native trees along with providing some space, some habitat for the pollinators and some wildlife, some birds. You know, find out how you can put that all together. And finally, number 10, it's a hands-on called Decor for Your Door. It's a welcome sign. You can make the sign and take it home. So all of that is described in the colorful brochure that's available, or to go online to the Iowa State University website. The actual address is www.iastate.edu/CAS. And if you don't remember all that, just put in your search Iowa State University Extension, Cass County, or Cass County Extension, a couple ways, and it'll pop right up there for you. So this is all starting with registration at 8:30 on March 18th. Program starts at 9, and program ends at 3:20 when you, if you're lucky, you pick up a door prize, and there are lots of neat door prizes available. In between, you get to talk with folks, get to pick up brochures, you get to buy some things from the vendors. You get to talk with Kelly Norris and find out about his new book and buy his new book if you'd like. Ton of things going on at the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar scheduled for Saturday, March 18th at the Atlantic High School. You won't want to miss it. So until next time, with all this great weather, think gardening, whether it's large or whether it's teeny.